4 days of preaching and teaching, and you hear so many things, and what do I share, you know, with all the things that the Lord done in my heart. But as I was thinking, the Lord specifically, I believe, spoke to me on, it was a Monday afternoon, Paul's opening session by on the life of Jonathan. And it was just the Lord just laid an area on my heart and just gave me another burden and just a desire to continue to press in as he was talking about the life of Saul and how that Saul says that he had a new heart and he began to prophesy, and so we see that Saul had probably had something of what we would call a experience, you know, being a converted man. And as time went on, we know where Saul ended up. And as I was thinking about that, and the decisions and choices that he made in life is what brought him to that point. And the Lord just laid a burden on my heart again to be very careful and very diligent in my walk, that I might not... it says an evil spirit came into him, and I believe that can happen to any one of us today if we do not continue to follow the way of the Lord and the way of the cross in our day, and may we follow that. Another thing that was just the area of humility. You heard a little bit about that book this morning, and I was just again touched very deeply in a need of a greater work of humility in my heart and a brokenness, and just a complete surrender to God as we walk this narrow way. We heard this morning that we must strive to enter in the, and we must walk. So God bless.
From heaven, oh, praise the Lord.
Morning, everyone. I can also truly say I was greatly challenged and blessed with a week of Bible school, and especially with the life of Jonathan that Paul Hershberger talked about. I wrote some things down here. He first message he talked about Saul, you know, how he had a wonderful beginning. He was divinely appointed by God. And he just brought out that no matter how good of a beginning we have, if we don't have a good ending, why is, you know, it's in vain. And he was just talking about Saul, how he was, you know, he was very impulsive and impatient with God and took things into his own hands oftentimes, and it, you know, got him to trouble. Because God, he desires for us to just wait on him and let him do the work instead of trying to do it on our own. And then he talked about Jonathan, how he was a wise son of a foolish king, and how he was completely yielded to God. And he was more concerned about the kingdom than he was for himself. And he relied heavily on God to give him strength even in impossible circumstances. You know, even he trusted God to, had faith that God would honor his faith in spite of his, you know, father's mistake, Saul. So when God took Jonathan's kingdom away that was rightfully his, you know, he could have just, he thought that God rejected him and that, you know, God must not think he needs me or I'm not worth anything. Instead, he just completely yielded to the fact that God chose David to be king instead of him, even though it would have been rightfully his, because, you know, it's automatically passed down to the, you know, son of the father. So, you know, if Jonathan would have, you know, rebelled against God and just, you know, sided with his dad on many areas, why God couldn't have used him in many ways he did to bring David's, to fulfill his purpose in David's life. And he supported David fully and loved him as his own soul. And not only that, he gave him his armor and handed it to David, everything he had. In 1 Samuel 18:4, and Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. It was just, you know, it struck me how he was just so fully supporting David in his ministry, in his anointed. He was anointed of God. And he just came alongside him, helped him. So that's my prayer, that I could just, you know, even when it looks like others are excelling above me or God's, you know, not helping me or I feel like I'm not worth much, that I could still continue to serve him and fulfill his purpose. That's all I have. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. I just have a few points here. Things that stood out to me, as we heard that Paul went over the life of Jonathan, and the one encouragement he had was to discern truth, and that is something that's greatly needed in our day, is to be able to discern what truth is and what's not, and be able to see God's way and his will for each of our lives, and just what his plan is for life. And Larry Zook, he went through the book of Jude there. It's just one chapter, but he had three messages were, he had four, but the first three were on the way of Cain and the heir of Balaam and the gainsaying of Korah. I guess his points were Cain obeyed God to an extent, but he didn't go all the way in his sacrifice, and therefore he wasn't accepted before the Lord. But he could have repented, but instead he killed Abel. And then Balaam, God had wanted him to be a prophet, and he was mixed in that. And then he erred in the end there, with the children of Israel, where Balak wanted him to curse them. And then Korah, there, the Old Testament, his rebellion, and also the rebellion of those that murmured against Moses and Aaron, and God opened up the ground there and destroyed them. But they failed to just accept the authority that God had. And I guess each one of us, we can, myself included, is just those that are in authority to respect them and be under them, and not always be grating against that, or just to submit ourselves. And a couple points here from the open discussion is don't just know about God, but know Him. And that was the challenge to me, to just know Him deeper and not just know about Him. And also finding and maintaining God's will in our lives. Just two points here were being content with where we are and faithful in the little things. And then God will bless that, and we can find His will for our lives. So God bless.
Look, ye saints, the sight is glorious. See the man of sorrows now from the fight return victorious. Every knee to Him shall bow. Crown Him, crowns become the victor's crown.
Say good morning to each of you. I also want to thank the Lord for speaking to us in a clear way this week. I'd like to just share a few of the main points. I could say a lot of different things, but they mentioned already this morning the book that we had for our assignments each evening. It was really a blessing to me. I recommend it to anyone if you want the Lord to search your heart. It brought out that it's easy to profess to know the Lord without realizing that meekness and lowliness are distinguishing marks, distinguishing features of a disciple of the Lord. Also, that humility is not a thing that would just come without anything, but it must be important to me, and I must make it an object of of desire and prayer in the practice of my life. Paul Hirschberger's messages on the yielded life of Jonathan were a real blessing to me. His total yieldedness to God's plan, he had no agenda of his own. He made it the mission of his life to support God's kingdom and be nothing, so God could be all. I was convicted that I need more to more closely embrace God's plan and yield to that. A statement that someone made that really spoke to me was, what you are to be, you are now becoming. I'll just repeat that. It says, what you are to be, you are now becoming. In other words, what we are now is what we will be, even if it's not, if it's good or bad. It was made clear that every one of our seemingly small decisions make a huge difference in our life. Larry Zook challenged us to distinctly follow God. He said that God wants a holy people who stand for truth and nothing but the truth. He brought out the word variegated. I don't know if I can explain it like he did, but some of you may not have heard that word before. But the basic meaning of it is not clear, no distinct color or mark. Just like a piece of fabric, for example, that's not black or white. You're not sure of the color. Is it blue or is it black? It's the word that's used in Hebrews 13:9. It's translated as divers. Here, I'll read this verse. Be not carried about by divers and strange doctrines. He pointed out that we don't want variegated doctrine, variegated teachings in our lives. It always brings confusion and contention. He encouraged us to not settle for the mixture of truth and error, but make clear decisions to follow Christ. Satan uses this to cause us to stray from the truth. It comes down to the question, I guess, who is on the Lord's side? It's one of the songs that we sang that really was a blessing to me. Will I make clear decisions in my life that will lead me in the right way? I want to close with some verses here. In Jude, it's a beautiful prayer of promise and hope, and it's my prayer for each of us here. It's Jude verses 20 and 21, and then verses 24 and 25. It says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves in the most on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and to eternal life. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. God bless you all.
I guess I was very blessed this week at Bible school, and I was especially challenged by the thoughts on humility. Humility is totally depending on God and being emptied of self or seeing ourselves as nothing. We also heard about the life of Jonathan, and I see him as a perfect example of humility, just to see how committed and yielded he was through all the circumstances he faced. Instead of following his father's foolish ways, he was humble before God and made choices that were pleasing to him. And he could have become bitter or jealous when David became king, but instead he gladly gave that up and accepted it and encouraged David on in it. And I guess I realize I have a lot of work to do in my life, especially in the area of humility. I want to see myself as nothing and just be a servant to those around me. And my desire is that God would continue to work in my life and that I would learn to know him in a deeper way. So I have.
some night. Only with thee we journey safely on. Lead us, O Father, to thy heavenly rest.
Good morning, everyone. I want to greet you all in the name of Jesus. I was very blessed and changed by this week. And to start out on Monday there, I was a little bit hesitant about going to Bible school, especially about going to the prayer rooms. But then they gave us the book on humility as our homework, and I began seeing how much I thought of myself and how much I was lacking in humility overall. Then on a Friday morning, I finally gave it all up and was willing to count the cost for Christ and accepted him as my personal Savior. And these verses are a real blessing to me, how we can be transferred from one kingdom to another. Colossians 1, 12 through 14. Colossians 1, verses 12 to 14. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have the redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And then the next one is in in 2 Timothy 2:19. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Okay, may God bless you. That's all I had.
I also want to say I was very blessed and changed by the Bible school week here. Just to take a look at my own life and see where I'm lacking and where I can grow in. I was really blessed with a series on the life of Jonathan. It just stuck out to me how He was in the kingdom there, and he was doing all he could for God, and he was going to be the next king. And then all of a sudden, in one day, because of his father's foolish mistake, the kingdom is taken away from him and given to David. That just really spoke to me. He could have, if anybody's life was unfair, it was his. He had every reason to be bitter and to go against David, but instead he fully supported David because he knew that the Lord had chosen him. He just spoke to me, what do I do when I see others ahead of me that have a calling that I wish I would have? It just spoke to me to just fully embrace what the Lord has and support, if he calls somebody else, to support them. And it's also what Larry Zook shared on the one message about Cain. He just said how Cain thought that God would accept whatever offering he had instead of coming up to God's standards. And You just said how the majority of the Christians today think that God will accept whatever I have. Whatever I give to him, that's all he needs. But then he gave us a challenge that I would like to leave with everyone here is, can we afford to give God anything less than our all? And this next song here is, He's on the Lord's Side, and it's just a great blessing to me, and I will say I was very deeply changed this week. God bless.
I just wanted to testify what a blessing and challenge the Bible school was to me. Especially the book study on humility. I really appreciated Larry Zook's sermons on being under authority and stuff, and I want to be under my authority. Also, another thing that stood out to me is in the open discussions, one of the questions was something about how we're serving God, and the question was answered by that we can be serving the Lord right at home, and I realized that I have not been doing that like I should be, being the example I need to be to my younger siblings, and I just want to change, and it was a great blessing in my life.
Yes, I too like to say that it was a great blessing in my life, and just thinking of, there's so many things that were shared, and what could I search through to share this morning, because there was so much that was a blessing in my life. And one of the things that was a great blessing was the book study on humility, and just realizing how humility actually touches every part of our life, and even how we respond to maybe our family or other relationships at that time. But here's a passage that was a blessing to me. Amid what are considered the temptations to impatience and touchiness, to hard thoughts and sharp words, which come from failings and the sins of fellow Christians, the humble man carries the oft-repeated injunction in his heart and shows it in his life, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, even as the Lord forgave you. And just thinking, oftentimes we may say things that we later regret, and just realizing that the lack of humility in that, and also just Paul's messages on the book of Jonathan, I mean, on the life study of Jonathan, and just seeing that how he had given up everything to work in the kingdom. And then another thing that was a tremendous blessing in my life was the book study on Jude, and how he had just encouraged us to continue contending for the faith, and how valuable it is to us. And he also, one day he had, he was talking about the verse in Jude where it says that they have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. And then he said, grace is a power from God to live holy lives. And that was just a blessing to me.
Joyful to meet you.
to bark no more on Canaan's happy shore, and sing the everlasting song with those who've gone before. Let us walk in strength divine, still walk in wisdom's ways, that we with those who love may join in never-ending praise, in never-ending praise, in never-ending praise, that we with those who love may join in never-ending praise. Oh, that will be joyful, joyful, joyful. Oh, that will be joyful to me to part no more, to me to part no more.
Blessed with a week at Bible school too. One of the things that stood out to me was during the open discussion, it was brought out that sometimes we sit around wasting our lives on waiting for that big thing that we think we should be doing for the Lord. We were just encouraged to do what God has for us, and just as we go through our lives each day and do those little things, and God will use us mightily in His kingdom. So I was just blessed with the week and pray that God would help us all to continue pressing on.
Savior.